Hello and welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Melissa Hurley, European editor of the Monoethylene Glycol, or MEG, report, and with me today is senior editor Tarun Rezada, who is the US editor, and also with me is Eric Su, senior editor of the MEG report in Asia.
Hello, Melissa. For Asia in the near term, we do expect to see a gradual slowdown in demand as polyester sector heads into the year-end lull. It would be interesting to see what happens at the beginning of 2018 because of a later Chinese New Year as compared to 2017. In 2018, Chinese New Year it would be around mid-February, so we do expect demand to pick up either around mid-January or late February because of the restocking activities. Now, in terms of supply, we do think that import volume of MEG into China will increase, and that's because of the new capacity in India and expansions in Middle East that came towards the end of 2017. Nonetheless, the additional MEG import volumes will likely to be absorbed by the growth in polyester demand because polyester producers will continue to expand their production volume. The actual growth of polyester, however, would be more driven by how well the global economy would be in 2018. So at the moment, we do not think that there will be a decrease in MEG consumption in the first half of 2018. So that's about it for me. Thank you.
Great. Well, that's really interesting, and there's lots to watch out for next year. So Taryn, what's your expectation for the upcoming year in terms of supply and demand dynamics in the US?
Yes, to start early 2018, the first thing we'll be watching is the Thai company PTT Global Chemicals' final investment decision on their ethane cracker complex in Belmont, Ohio, and we expect that to happen sometime in early 2018. And this particular complex would add a good amount of ethylene oxide and MEG if it were to go ahead. But as you said, the main change in supply will start to occur in the second half of 2018. So the first project that we're paying attention to is Sasol's complex in Lake Charles, which is on track to start up in the second half of 2018, despite the delays and additional costs that they faced because of Hurricane Harvey. And this ethane cracker complex would have a big ethane cracker as well as ethylene oxide and MEG units. So that's going to be the first one out of the gate. And then going into 2019, there will be two more projects that we'll be looking at. One of them is ME Global's plant in Freeport, Texas, and the other one is Westlake Latte's plant in Lake Charles, Louisiana. When both of those come up in 2019, they'll add a significant amount of MEG capacity to the market. Those are the main things that we're looking at in terms of supply. Starting off the year, demand is going to be a little on the slower side because it's not the peak PET season, and you just have some demand coming from the antifreeze and de-icing sectors. And then around April, May will be the lull season, we'll be in between the peak antifreeze season and the peak PET season. So perhaps April and May, things are going to slow down. And then going into June, you'll see demand pick up. The peak season for PET bottle resins gets underway. One thing that we are paying attention to is the situation with MOSSI and Kisalfi. There's some uncertainty regarding their plants in Corpus Christi, Texas, and in Apple Grove, West Virginia. And so recently, a U.S. subsidiary of MNG filed a motion in bankruptcy court to start the sales process for those two assets, and we'll be looking to see what happens with that. MEG is an important feedstock of PET, so if something were to change regarding the status of those two plants, then you would likewise see a demand for MEG increase. Other than that, going into 2018 will be feedstock ethylene, and we expect that to tighten somewhat in early 2018. Several cracker projects were delayed following Hurricane Harvey, and three out of the four ethylene units that were expected to start up in late 2017 are now going to start up sometime in early 2018. So that's also going to play a role in MEG prices, we believe, in the early part of 2018.
So thanks for explaining that, Taryn. So please join us again for the next installment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Melissa Hurley.